Shalom Aleichem. This week's parsha introduces Yosef. And everybody feels that Yosef has a special role. He's not just a regular Shevet. It's manifested by the fact that two of his children will become Shvatim, Ephraim and Manasseh. And if you look in the Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu informed Yosef that his two sons will become Shvatim, he told him, "Vata shnei banecha hanodim alecha ad bo'i alecha mitzayma lihem. Ephraim Manasseh k'ruven mishimon yuli." Your two children that were born in Egypt prior to my arrival will become Shvatim. And Rashi emphasizes by saying, "Kolaymar mishaparashta memeni ad shabati etzecha." Your two children that were born when we were separated from each other, they will be Shvatim. Clearly indicating that if Ephraim and Manasseh would have been born to Yosef after Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, they would have not been Shvatim. What's the understanding of that? So, in a nutshell, Rav Hutna Zatzal explains, each Av contributes to Am Yisrael his uniqueness, and his uniqueness is usually, could be seen, in what he was first about. Yaakov Avinu, what he was first about is Mitos HaShlema, that all his children are tzaddikim. In contrast to Avram, who had Yishmael, and Yitzchak, who had an Esav. The understanding of that, what does it mean that all his children were tzaddikim? That the sifting process is over. That whoever didn't belong has been asked already to leave. Yishmael and Esav. From now on, everyone belongs. Therefore, the halacha Yisrael, afa pishachote Yisraelu, is a direct kickoff from what Yaakov Avinu achieved. If you come from Yaakov Avinu, you come from a solid source of Gdusha v'tahara, Kedosh Yaakov. And if a person does do Averis, it's because it's Yetzirah, but not because himself. So therefore, Yisrael Mumar, which means a rebellious Jew, is 100% Jewish, even though the Gemara calls Esav in Kiddush and David Chesamud Aleph, Yisrael Mumar, and he's a Goy. Because Esav was the brother of Yaakov, but he did not come from Yaakov. The reason why Yaakov Avinu is giving this to us, because Yaakov Avinu is connected the Tkufa of Am Yisrael that will be in Golus and reaching our destination, which is Mashiach. And one of the tools given to us to preserve our eternity is this halacha of Yisrael afa pishachotu, Yisraelu. If the halacha would have been that once a Jew stops keeping Torah, he becomes a Goy, there wouldn't have been Esha Torah, there wouldn't have been Or Sameach, we wouldn't have had Rabbi Rafi Stemmer here in England, because it's over. They left. No, but once you're born Jewish, you're going to remain Jewish, and that is something given over to us from Yaakov Avinu. However, if that's the point, there's one loophole that Yaakov Avinu did not cover. Yes, once you're born Jewish, you're going to remain Jewish, but who said you'll be born Jewish? Hypothetically, if all Jewish men get married to non-Jewish women, generation after generation, there won't be Am Yisrael anymore either. Halacha is that you go after them, Abal Nochris Vlada Kamaisa. So what ensures that assimilation won't kill us? That we'll survive that as well. Not that it won't happen, but we'll survive it. Here comes Yosef. And he was the first one that came down to Mitzrayim. The Maral says in Gvoros Hashem Perek Yud, Yosef ikdim lavo Mitzrayim mipnei ma'alosai. Yosef came to Egypt because of his virtue. What does that mean? For the first 22 years of Yosef in Mitzrayim, he's unassimilating. Oymed b'tzidkoi. Yosef is the first truly unassimilated Jew. And for those 22 years that he single-handed fought off assimilation, Oymed b'tzidkoi, he gave Am Yisrael this injection, this vaccination, that we're going to survive assimilation as well, like he did not assimilate. That is what Yosef gave to us. The peak of Yosef's Nisayon was with Eshes Potiphar, and there it says that he saw Yaakov Avinu, the Dmus of Yaakov Avinu, at the peak of this Nisayon. What does it mean? He understood that if he'll finish off, if he'll be Oymed in this Nisayon, he'll finish off what his father started, guaranteeing Am Yisrael's continuity. That is Yosef. That's what Rashi says in Parshas Vayishlach, that Yaakov is a fire and Yosef is a flame. And a fire without a flame cannot reach far. That's what Rashi says. Meaning, Yaakov guarantees that once you're born Jewish, you'll remain Jewish. But who guarantees that subsequent generations will be Jewish? Who will take the fire of Yaakov to subsequent generations? That is the Madrega of Yosef. Yosef then has a dual identity. He's a Shevet like everyone, like the other Shvatim, but he's also a partner in Yaakov Avinu's fatherhood. And when was he a partner? In those 22 years that he did not assimilate. Up to the age of his 17, he was one of the boys at home. From the age of 39 onwards, he's joined by his family again. But for those 22 years, he's finishing off what Yaakov Avinu began. So that's what Yaakov Avinu tells him, your first two children that were born in that period of time will become Shvatim. Why? Only Yaakov has Shvatim. Abraham doesn't have Shvatim. Yitzhak doesn't have Shvatim. And Shvatim don't have Shvatim. The only one who has Shvatim is Yaakov, or Yaakov-like, Yaakov-dick. And those 22 years that Yosef was finishing off what Yaakov Avinu started, that's when his children will become Shvatim as well. But after that period, Yosef goes back becoming a regular Shevet, so to speak. The ain't Shevet, Moini Shevet. The Ramban asks, how come the very last Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis says that Yosef died? And basically the first Pasuk in Shmoy says again that Yosef died. He didn't die twice. Answers Rav Hutna Zatzal that the Ramban says in the beginning of Sefer Shmoy that Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Ha'avos. And Sefer Shmois is Sefer Habanim. So that the others died and completed their role is mentioned in Sefer Bereishis. That the Shvatim died is mentioned in Sefer Shmois. And Yosef, who had two hats, he was a Av and a Shevet, he's mentioned in both. The end of Sefer Bereishis and the beginning of Sefer Shmois. Od Yosef Chai.